Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been following as the whole country, the whole issue around state capture and crimes, the criminality around it. Are we going to see prosecutions? Are people actually going to be held accountable? Advocate Paul Hoffman, director at the Institute for Accountability in South Africa. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners as well. All well in Cape Town. Cold front coming.
Yeah, I believe so. And you're sending it up to us around about Friday and Saturday, where our temperatures are plummeting. So you know what? You guys are generous, but generosity is not necessarily always a good thing. Either way, as is sharing state funding, because that's really what's happened in South Africa over the last couple of years, accountability and state capture. Do you think that we are ever going to see people prosecuted?
We should, and the answer is, as always with lawyers, it depends. It depends on the response of the cabinet and our parliament to the report and the final part of the report, which will contain the overall recommendations, is yet to come. It's due on the 15th of next month. If the recommendations are taken seriously and if they are honestly and genuinely implemented, then it is my expectation that accountability will be exacted. Accountability is one of the foundational values of our system. It's essential to the rule of law. And if accountability does not follow, then a repetition of state capture in some other incarnation, because clearly the Zuma and any earlier incarnations have had their turn, have been called out, have been whistleblown, have been the subject of a 1 billion rand commission of inquiry in the case of the Zuma state capture. And that expenditure only really becomes valuable if it has an impact on the way forward in South Africa. The essential item to get accountability to work is to have the type of machinery of state for countering corruption which was ordered up by the Constitutional Court in March 2011 in the second Glenister case. In that case, the issue was whether the Hawks were good enough to be a substitute for the Scorpions. Well, anybody in primary school can tell you today that the Hawks have not been an adequate substitute for the Scorpions. But at that time, what the court said in response to an attack on the constitutionality of substituting the Hawks for the Scorpions was that it is the Hawks weren't good enough in their first incarnation, and that the recipe for adequate anti-corruption machinery of state is that the efficiency and effectiveness is determined by five main criteria for your anti-corruption machinery. They must be specialized, they must be properly trained, they must be independent in the sense that they are free of political influence and interference, able to act without fear, favor, or prejudice. They must be resourced in guaranteed fashion. The NPA is under-resourced today. The Hawks are under-resourced. Nobody is serious about countering corruption if you don't put petrol in the tank, if you don't vote sufficient funds to employ the right number of people. The Scorpions, when they closed down, had over 500 staff. When this ID, the Investigative Directorate in the NPA, was formed, it was regarded as a substitute, and it has 19 permanent employees. I mean, you can't be serious about it. The other thing that is necessary so that the fate of the Scorpion is not repeated is that the anti-corruption entity must enjoy secure tenure of office. It cannot be that the corruption busters are forever looking over the shoulder, expecting an interference or a termination of their services by those in the executive branch of government because they are doing their job properly. That happened to the whole of the Scorpions. It wouldn't have happened to the Scorpions had they been a Chapter 9 institution rather than a unit in the NPA that was created by ordinary legislation. So that secure tenure of office will fortify the anti-corruption machine of state to do its job properly. Without it, you don't really have anything better than what we've got now. And what we've got now is clearly not up
not
to
enough.
The task. There are not enough prosecutors to prosecute, and there's not enough skill and enough capacity in the Hawks to do the investigative work. They need artificial intelligence. They need forensic science. They need accountants who are on the ball when it comes to tracing looted money. And all of that, if it is put in place, as it should be, and as we hope will happen with the implementation of Zondo recommendation, will mean that there will be accountability. But if the reform steps are not taken, I'm afraid we're on the slippery slope to becoming yet another failed African kleptocracy.
And unfortunately, not a very, very positive story. We need more resources. We need more focus. Otherwise, it's simply not going to happen. Advocate Paul Hoffman, director at the Institute for Accountability in South Africa, talking to us about accountability for state capture crimes.